easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
What's becoming a familiar voice may soon welcome you to your hotel room. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Amazon has unveiled a new program called Alexa for Hospitality. It's designed to bring the company's voice assistant technology to everything from chain hotels to vacation rentals. And Amazon says it can be customized, so you'll be able to request services like room service or housekeeping. It can also be set up to control smart hotel room functions like raising the blinds or adjusting the thermostat. Amazon launching the new platform at Marriott properties this summer. That would include Marriott Hotels, Westin Hotels and Resorts, Aloft Hotels, and Autograph Collection Hotels. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new study out from creditcards.com found that millennials were the worst tippers. Nearly 10% of millennials routinely stiff servers at restaurants, and the ones who do tip, tip just under the 15% average. This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Once upon a time, when you hit the age of 40, you were considered to be middle-aged. Well, not so much anymore. But things do start changing in you mentally and physically. Pamela Druckerman is a New York Times best-selling author. She wrote a new book titled There Are No Grown-Ups, a midlife coming-of-age story. She talks about some of the changes you can expect once you're over that age of 40.
One thing I noticed when I entered my 40s, when I was at dinner with some friends, I realized everyone here has at least one sport their doctor has told them they're no longer allowed to play. The kind of physical declines are definitely happening. I went to the ear doctor thinking that I was going deaf at one point, and he said, no, you just have 43-year-old ears now, and there are certain tones you can't hear anymore. And my friends and I started choosing restaurants because they were quiet, not because the food was good. I thought, wow, I'm becoming my parents in a way. But and there were also kind of some other mental declines. You know, names don't just pop into your head anymore. You know, some facts you have to kind of draw up from your brain. It can take a day or two sometimes. But at the same time, I realized I'm better at other things mentally. I'm better at judging people, understanding other people. You know, people in their 40s are better at applying their knowledge to new situations. So at the same time that there are declines, there are also improvements in all kinds of areas, and these are crucial areas. A lot of them have to do with socializing, with getting along with other people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business here on the Hunterdon Chamber radio station. It's our podcast based in Flemington, New Jersey. We're in our beautiful restored mansion on Main Street in Flemington. This is the voice of business. And if you listen to all of the hosts that offer programs on this station, you're going to learn an awful lot. And today I'm happy to introduce, through his writing, a gentleman that I met recently, and I'm fascinated, infatuated, whatever you want to say, about the work and the insight that this gentleman offers. His name is Claude Diamond, and he's an incredible sales trainer. And I'm going to be offering you some tips, and I hope you have a pencil and paper handy, because I can tell you that you will not leave this program without information that you can put into action right away. Of course, if you make a living by selling, you need to listen to this information. If you don't sell and you're not concerned about putting food on the table, then perhaps you don't need to listen to this program. But you're going to hear tips and ideas and strategies that you're not going to hear anyplace else, which is common and typical of the program that I have here each week on a Tuesday afternoon on the 100 and Chamber Internet Radio program, and we're always on from 3 to 4 o'clock every Tuesday afternoon. So we'll have a few words from our sponsors, and I will be back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Before we get started, I wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up on our weather for today, because it's beautiful out there. And we're here in Flemington, New Jersey. The weather right now is about 86 degrees, and it's going to stay nice and cool this evening. I think the temperature will probably be down to about 60 degrees tonight, or maybe 68. And tomorrow, on Wednesday, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 82. So we're really facing some lovely weather, and when I come back, we'll take a look at our extended forecast. So, as I said, I want you to get to meet, through the words that he's written, Claude Diamond, who's an incredible individual. And I hope you have a pencil and paper handy, because the information I have to share with you is wonderful, and it's clever. I wish I had known about him a long time ago, because I've been selling over 40-some years and living on straight commission. So if I didn't sell anything, we didn't put food on the table. So I really have a sincere interest in this and really a passion for selling. And from a goal standpoint, I'd like to help other people learn selling techniques, because selling's not easy. So what's interesting is that marketing creates opportunities to sell, but unfortunately most entrepreneurs and business owners are really not clear on what marketing is all about, and also many of them don't like selling. You'd be amazed at how many people I counsel who are looking for ways to increase their profitability of their business, but when they hear that they have to sell, they're not that crazy about the idea of learning. So first of all, marketing, it creates those opportunities to sell. So you have to be found, and you have to be found online. If you're not online, you don't exist. And secondly, if you think you're a born salesperson, and some people do think that, you're wrong. Just like marketing, selling strategies and techniques need to be learned. And frankly, we all should consider ourselves to be lifelong learners. And there are many, many resources for gaining the insight and knowledge that you need. In some cases, you just want to validate what you already know. Sometimes you learn information that you should not be doing. And then thirdly, maybe you're going to pick up some new ideas. So here's a couple thoughts here. When people think of salespeople, they think of the words sleazy, liar, big mouth, annoying, nuisance, loud, obnoxious, exaggerator. And those are some of the words that people describe as salespeople. In the words of the writer here, Claude Diamond, it's really sounds like the beginning of Snow White and the decrepit dwarfs. One time I had a woman come to visit me to introduce me to an organization that she was asked to present to me so that I would join. And when I told her that I'd been in sales for a long time, she said, "Well, I don't like selling." I said, "Why?" She said, "Well, salespeople are pushy and not very nice." And I said, "Well, that's not really true. In fact, what do you think you're doing here in my office?" She was there to sell me on joining that organization, which I didn't do. I guess she didn't do a good enough selling job. But other descriptive favorites in the words of Claude Diamond are manipulative, cheap polyester suits, and the infamous Willie Loman from Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. These are all terms that are conjured up when we mention the words sales, salesmen, salespeople, saleswomen. Think about it. What proud father or mother in their right mind would exclaim on the birth of their offspring that they gave birth to a 7-pound salesperson? That's going to happen. These are skills that need to be learned. So I received several books, actually, from Claude Diamond, who lives in Colorado. And his first book that he gave to me was The Mentor Teaches the Guts, G-U-T-S, selling method. And I'll explain to you next what the GUT stands for. That's an acronym. But what he states is that sales is now fun, profitable, and within your control. His second book is How to Sell with Guts, GUTS, which is trademarked. And that stands for Great Unconventional and Unorthodox Techniques of Selling. It's a manual for success. And Claude Diamond, he refers to himself as the mentor, and he has a degree in law. And so he's a gentleman who has a great deal of knowledge that he's been able to leverage to help other people. So his GUTS method is designed to train you to work smart, to make you feel great about yourself, and to become a highly profitable professional person in persuasion. So he says, when I use the word professional in sales, I mean it. You are to think of yourself in the same category as a doctor, a lawyer, etc. This method is designed for you to be in control of the sale at all times and never relegate yourself to a second-class citizen or be subservient to the prospect. These are very important words. Salespeople have an important role in the marketplace. I've read articles that suggest that salespeople may be supporting 30 people, 60 people. Think about it. If a salesperson represents a manufacturer, the manufacturer buys from many different vendors in order to build their products. And so channel partners, people that are involved in that selling process from beginning to end, could number in easily into the hundreds. And yet that salesperson is helping to support that person, not only himself, because through the success in selling, they may be making a salary or a commission or a combination thereof. And that's what makes business tick. So being a salesperson is a noble career, and it's one that should be respected. And certainly the salespeople should respect their customers as well. So I'm going to go back to one of our messages from one of our sponsors, and then I'll come back for a series of information that I have here from the books that he wrote.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing 100 engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing 100, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. As I mentioned, I'm going to be sharing with you information that Claude Diamond has given to me in the form of two of the books that he has written. The one is entitled The Mentor Teaches the Guts Selling Method, and the second one is How to Sell with Guts, G-U-T-S. And that stands for Great Unconventional and Unorthodox Techniques of Selling. So I hope you have your pencil and paper handy and that you can begin to take some notes. Now, I'm going to comment on his rules that he has offered in one of his books, and I have quite a few of them, so they're really interesting. So the first one, the person asking the question controls the sales process. The salesperson must never give up his control to the prospect. So you as a salesperson are in control. That means asking the right questions, listening, and listening for tips that you can then follow up with that person to whom you're speaking. Most salesmen fail because they suffer from premature presentation. It's interesting. I taught a networking class a couple weeks ago here at Raritan Valley Community College, and I asked everyone to go around to meet the other members of the class and to ask them what they do. One of the women immediately launched into a presentation on what her company does. She went on and on and on. And I finally said to her, stop. I said, why don't you ask me what I do? Now, had she heard up front what I do, she would be able to tailor what she was telling me. And, of course, she should have asked me a few questions. But she immediately felt inclined to just give me a whole litany of everything she does. Well, a lot of the things she talked to me about were not of interest to me as a business owner. So that's where many people do give premature presentations. Another rule is your product or service knowledge is the only thing you have that is of value to the prospects. So don't give it away. Make them want to know what you have to offer. Make it interesting and use it to help the prospect or the customer. After all, your business is that of being a problem solver. Until you find out what the problems are, you really can't share a lot of information that you may have to offer. Now, when it comes to the fact that you're asked a question that you may not be able to respond to right away, the best answer you can give is, I don't know. But you can certainly say to someone, I don't know the answer to that, but I know someone who may be able to help you. Let me look into that, and I'll get back in touch with you. So you can't be afraid of a question that you can't answer. Some people maybe make up an answer. Don't do that, because your customers will, they'll get it, or they'll get the fact that you don't know. The next one is, you have 3 minutes to discover whether you have a potential sale or a tire kicker. So those 3 minutes are vital in the selling process. And the same is true if you're on the trade show floor talking to people, because I teach classes in trade show marketing. It's the same difference. You have those few moments to figure out if somebody is a viable prospect for you and a potential sale just by asking the right questions. And there are some things you're going to be looking for, which I think we're going to mention in here. Another rule that he has is to ask the guts questions with opposite redirection to get the responses and passion you need from the prospect. Now, the next time that I do a monologue, I will get into some of the questions that you might ask people. But I think it's important that you as a service provider show a passion for what you do, because passion shows. But what he's suggesting in this question is that you need to see a passion from the prospect, because if they're ambivalent or blasé about it, they're not a prospect for you. So you want to see how important is it that they have what you may have to offer to them. Here's another one. Use redirection with finesse, feigned ignorance, empathy, imagination, and anything else that works. Make the prospect do all of the work. One of the things that when I spoke to Claude, he he asked his clients, well, why do you think you need something? And they often, they do a selling job on themselves because they are verbalizing what's important to them, and that helps him to make the sale. So make the prospect do the work. Instead of talking to them, ask them the questions to pull out information from them. Here's another one. The best sales method is stealth. This means that the prospect will never see the moves that you are making. So you do have to be clever in selling by asking the right questions, watching the body language, and having a system that you can follow mentally for asking questions and in order to find out what their problems are. Because you are the problem solver. Here's another one. Sales must be approached in a systematic step-by-step method rather than the traditional winging it. So have a plan, and it's a good idea before you talk to someone on the telephone or before you travel to see them, or if you're in a retail environment, before you have that engagement, have a sense of the process that you're going to walk through with that client or that prospect in order to make the sale, as opposed to taking the chance. So there are some methods that are out there. One of them might work for you. It's called spin selling, and the author escapes me at the moment. But if you can look up, you can go to Amazon and find his book, Spin Selling. That does give you a process for selling if you need help on a sequence. But again, Claude may have that in his books, and once I read some more of his books, I will be sharing information with you because I do think this is all so important. Another rule he has is that understand that sales is a game of chess. You have to think at least three moves ahead, and that is very true. Now, someone who's just beginning to sell may not have that visionary process in their selling techniques. So it does take years of time and maybe years to practice. But if you have a mentor who works with you, and people like choices, so you have a choice. You can call Claude, and he can perhaps mentor you, or perhaps I can. But it's important that you do practice, and that over the course of time, you become more comfortable with the approach that you're going to use with a client. Another rule he has here is to discuss with the prospect what's going to happen before it does. So it's a good idea to bring up points of reference before you move on. In fact, one of the things, and I don't know whether Claude would agree with this, but when I coach a client on what they should say to a customer during what I call, let's say, the preliminary sales process step, or you could say the warming up section, you might say to some people, in order to solve the problem that you have, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Is that okay with you? Maybe that's the thing. I do think it's important to determine if somebody can even afford what you have to offer. And again, I don't know that Claude would agree with this, but one technique might be to say to someone right at the get-go, when somebody does business with our company and they buy the kinds of products that we're going to be talking about, they generally spend between this amount of money and that amount of money. How does that sound to you? Because if they hold back or you can see that they're not sure about their response, are they going to be a prospect for you? You might as well qualify them quickly, because otherwise you're wasting your time. So those are a couple thoughts on that. You do need to gain trust and have respect and eliminate traditional buyer-seller obfuscation, and I don't know what that word means other than you do have to have trust. You have to trust. There has to be mutual trust between you and the client. And I think that the more marketing you do, the more referrals you get, the way you handle yourself is something that will eliminate any issues between you and the client. So gaining trust and having respect for one another is extremely important. And by the way, don't always talk about yourself. A lot of salespeople do that. This engagement is not about you. It's about the customer and what's important to them. Another rule he has is that sales is a million-dollar skill. If you're able to harness and understand human response and behavior combined with some good thespian skills, and I love that statement. Let me read this again. Sales is a million-dollar skill if you're able to harness and understand human response and behavior combined with some good thespian skills. And what's what I find interesting about that statement is that, I've been in community theater. I was in a lot of shows. I wasn't on the main stage. I was always in a chorus, although I've had a couple of solos here and there because I like music. However, when I first started teaching selling skills, I used to refer to it as the act of selling, because I think you have to adjust your presentation based on the individual. There are there's a technique called matching, mirroring, and pacing. People are comfortable with people like themselves. And I'm not suggesting that you violate any of your personal ethics. Like if you were, if your prospect, your customer sells, states a dirty joke, you're not going to repeat it. I don't know if you want to, how much you want to respond to a dirty joke or one that's off color, but I think you do have to be familiar with the style of the person to whom you're speaking, because again, they're comfortable with people like themselves. And I think this is where the acting comes in. And again, you don't want to have a false presentation, but there have to be ways in which you speak and the way you act and your body language that would be comfortable. Another rule that he has is never go to a negotiation unless you're ready to pick up a check or a contract. Think about it. Are you making a lot of cold calls? Are you making calls on a promise and nothing happens? Well, think about that. Are you ready to pick up a check or to get a contract? So pre-planning your approach is obviously critical here. The meek may inherit the earth, but they will never become great salespeople, and that is so true. So salespeople have to be able to be responsive. They have to be able to ad lib, I think, as needed. But you can't be meek. You have to show that you know what you're doing. Here's another one. Everyone wants success, but few are willing to pay the price. That price is change. And that's another really great statement. In my sales class, I give my students about 7 different elements that have to be in place in order to get a sale. One of them is trust. The customer or the prospect has to believe in you. You have to have a product or service that they actually need and can use that's appropriate for them. You have to be able to solve their problems, and there's a few more. But the last one that I actually give to my students are the willingness for somebody to change the way they do business. And it's just interesting that he has this in here, because I think that's the biggest stumbling block for a lot of decision making. Years ago, I met a gentleman who was, I still work in the pet supply industry as I was a rep for 40 years making straight commission. I never knew how much money I was going to make any given month of the year for 40 years. But I've gone on to just be a speaker and consultant in the pet industry. But I met a gentleman who was importing beautiful bird cages from, I think it was India or Pakistan, where they make really good metal work. And he came up to me and he said, "I don't understand it." He said, "Everybody thinks my bird cages are beautiful. They're different. They have great eye appeal. They have the closure. The hardware on those cages is just perfect." He said they all think the prices are good. And he said, "I can't sell my cages." And I got to thinking, well, why can't he sell those cages? They are beautiful. They were big. They're big cages for big birds. But think about it. His job as the owner was to sell those cages to a distributor. Well, the distributor has to make room in the warehouse. They have to train their warehouse crew, the office staff. They have to change their website, their catalog, their technology to allow that those SKUs to be in their inventory. They have to make a room on the warehouse shelves for the product. And, of course, they sell those products to retail stores, so they have to change. They have to trade their salespeople. They have to introduce the new product to the store owner, the decision maker, who has to train his sales staff. He has to find places to put it on in his store. And when a consumer comes walking in the door, the consumer has to be educated on this particular product. And perhaps they've been buying something else all along, some other brand. That's change. I think that is the most difficult step in getting an order. So people have to be willing to change. Now, and let's see what else he says here. Sales is understanding human behavior. you have to be able to read people. So watch that matching, mirroring, and pacing. Also, people don't want anything until they realize they can't have it or that other people desire it. Now, there's a concept called herd mentality. If somebody, if a friend likes something, you might assume that you would like it too because your friend likes it. That's something else. Maybe if there's a scarcity about something, suddenly there's more motivation to want to buy it. Figure out how that might fit into your sales presentation. People don't want anything until they realize that they can't have it or that other people desire it. Years ago, we used to go to dog shows, and I met a woman who had the goal of getting her dog into the show ring and for it to win in its breed. She wanted the brand of dog food that those winning dogs were eating and consuming. She wasn't interested in talking to talking about buying my dog food product. My dog food product may not have had a winning breed in the show circle, but that woman's goal was to get that food that would made another dog successful because she wanted it too. And maybe she had trouble even getting it. Who knows? And finally, oh, here, this is good. This is the last rule in this particular segment. When you're the top dog in sales, you dictate the terms. And that's another interesting thing. Years ago, we introduced a product to the marketplace that was brand new and had never been introduced. Nobody had ever heard of it, but it had some very strong features and benefits that made the product very desirable. And yet people would say to me, well, what's the discount? What's the deal? I say, well, who am I competing against? So we didn't have to give it away at a discount. We got full price for it. In fact, in my selling endeavors, I've worked with over 100 companies as an independent sales agent. I don't believe in discounting. I believe in selling something on the value that it brings to the table for the client. And that's the approach that we've often taken. We don't discount. In fact, I used to know a guy who was one of my peers who would inflate the prices so that when he went in to see a customer who said to him, what's your deal? He says, well, I can take 10% off. That's because he inflated it by 10%. You know, the word gets around on something like that. So Claude Diamond, in a statement in his book, he says, this stuff will rock your world. You have to understand that selling is not for everyone, only for the relatively few who combine the science and understanding of human behavior and who have the skill of a thespian. So here we have that acting part again. Okay, we're going to go on to some of our sponsors, and I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Today in Washington, D.C., President Trump delivered the keynote address at the National Federation of Independent Businesses. The president again brought up our border security.
These smugglers know these rules and regulations better than the people that drew them. As a result, there's been a 325% increase in minors and a 435% increase in the smuggling or attempted smuggling.
Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz is again answering questions from lawmakers on Capitol Hill for the second straight day. Congressman Bob Goodlatte explains what these hearings going on in Washington, D.C. mean to you.
Americans expect that those with power and influence will not receive special treatment. But as the IG report describes, DOJ and FBI did not treat Mrs. Clinton like any other criminal suspect and did not follow standard investigative procedures in exonerating her.
This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to 3 free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Three phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I want to just mention about the weather. Today is beautiful. On Tuesday, Wednesday, a chance of showers after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's about a 30% chance of rain on Wednesday. And then Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., and that would be a 60% chance of that. Thursday, a chance of showers before 8 o'clock in the morning, a 30% chance of that. And anyway, it's still a good week. So, and I think it's especially a good week that we can be talking about guts from Claude Diamond, and he features the guts selling system and selling method in his books. And just to give him a little bit of a plug, if you want to jot down his name and contact information, you can email him at mentor@clauddiamond.com. And his website is clauddiamond.com. So you can always give him a call. His phone number is on there. In fact, he states that he always answers his own phone. I have to tell you, he does. I spoke to him last week, and he was out jogging on a trail somewhere in Colorado and talking to me at the same time. So you should be able to get him if you have any questions about selling and his mentorship program. So when it comes to more rules, I don't know if I'm going to get through all of this today because there's a lot of great information, but I am going to come back and talk about him maybe in 2 weeks. Next week I won't be here, right before the 4th of July. Anyway, he says sales is a skill that is necessary for everyone who wants to attract success in their lives. You can have the best product, the most capable service, but without organized sales skills and the ability to make it work, you won't be able to give away $20 bills in Times Square. It really doesn't matter whether you're selling the all-inspiring widget or a hamster sitting service. You have to have a method of sales where you work smart, achieve your financial goals, and begin to feel great about yourself all of the time. So here are some more rules out of his book. And by the way, if you get the books, because he tells a story in there where he incorporates a lot of what I'm telling you here, and you'll see in a way of explaining how these get used that you too can follow his suggestions. So he says, learn to be good on the telephone. He refers to himself as one call close Claude. And why? Because he said he gets to the bottom line quickly and respectfully with his prospects. He does it all in the telephone, and he uses a work smart concept. The other thing he told me on the phone is really mind-bending. I've mentioned to you that if you can't be found online, you don't exist. I want to say he told me he has about 650 YouTube videos. That's the marketing he does. What does that cost him? Nothing. I met a man down in Nashville when I was a speaker at the American Small Business Development Center in Nashville last September, and he only had 100 YouTube videos, and he said he gets all of his business off of those. Imagine. So think about it. How are you marketing your business? Are you spending a ton of money marketing, and perhaps your techniques that you're using are not measurable? Well, when you have YouTube videos and a call to action that gets people interested in what you do and gives them a reason to call you, you can measure that. That call to action will get you the measurement that you're looking for. Another tip he has here is just the facts, ma'am. You have the right to ask your potential client all the necessary questions in order to determine if you have a likely candidate for a sale or if you're just going through some time-wasting motions. And frankly, that's what a lot of salespeople do. Salespeople assume that the buyer knows what he's doing, that he knows how to make a decision. Salespeople will assume that the prospect trusts them. So ask the kinds of questions that will get you an answer that will determine whether or not you're going to continue in the selling mode with somebody. You could be wasting your time. And frankly, I've been there, so I know it can be devastating if you're knocking on the wrong door or barking up the wrong tree. If you need a friend, then get a dog. Great statement. Sales is not about bonding, rapport, or pretentious talks about the weather and sports. It's about making a sale. So you do have to be serious. I think you can make a few connections or a few statements that will give you connections to the person so that you're kind of on the same page. But it's all about making the sale today. Here's another tip. Learn how to qualify in the first 3 minutes. He says, I have a 3-minute egg timer next to my phone to challenge myself in every sales call. Most salespeople waste too much time and energy with time wasters. Qualify quickly and work with the viable prospects only. Guts Sales is about working smart and getting paid today. And I just had an idea. If you're the sales manager and you have a team of people working for you, why don't you get them some egg timers, put the company name on them, and perhaps a little note, a little message or dollar signs on it, and ask them to use it. That might be an interesting handout, a swag, stuff we all get. Anyway, kind of neat. Next one is sales should be fun and challenging. If you aren't hitting the mute button on your phone because you are laughing so much, then you're doing something wrong. All of your phones need to have a mute button so your prospects can hear you all laughing at the same time, laughing all the time, because sales should be fun, challenging, predictable, and profitable. So enjoy selling. Really, it's a great way to exercise your knowledge and your insight about people and solve their problems. That's great. Here's another one. Life is too short to drink cheap wine, drive a Yugo, or make cold calls. He says, I don't know about you, but cold calls make me very uncomfortable, so I change them into profitable chaos calls. So you can make chaos calls, or you can warm up the cold call by doing some marketing to build brand identity for yourself before you actually make the call. Keep in mind that people do research on a product or service that they're thinking about purchasing, and they may check, it could be 5, 10, 15 websites before they make a decision. Today we have very well-educated buyers. They pretty much have an idea what they want to buy before they ever speak to you. So you have to be very adept in capturing their interest and showing them how you can help them solve their problems. Here's number 7 in his second group of rules. A pro never has to beg when he can lead the prospect to come to the natural conclusion to buy. So I don't think I've ever begged anybody to buy something. Although one time I went to see somebody, I made so many calls on this one guy years ago, and he said, Vicky, I really like you. He said, but I just don't need your product. So I was barking up the wrong tree, and I should never have gone back. But, you know, consummate salesperson that I consider myself to be, it's like I don't give up. So I guess there are times that it's time to cut bait. Here's another one. But Dr. Freud, I love my mother. If sales is a profession, then you should be treated like a professional. Ask yourself this question. When you go to your professional, who asks most of the questions? How can you treat the symptoms if you haven't discovered the cause? Now, there's a difference between open-ended and closed-ended questions. I have a list, a very long list of open-ended questions, because those are the kinds of questions that will give you the information you need to have and to know in order to present the right products or service to solve the customer's problems. So if you would like a copy of my list of open-ended questions then please either call me or you can email. You can call me at 908-832-9544, or you can email me at vmorgan, V-M-O-R-G-A-N, at russmore.com. That's R-U-S-S-M-O-R.com. I own Russmore Mentoring Group, which is a division of Califon Connection, LLC. So the last one I have here in this particular group, ever wonder, it says sales must be organized like an assembly line. Ever wonder why they build cars on an assembly line? It's because it sure beats making them one at a time. It's faster, higher quality control, and much more profitable. We need to use modern business concepts in sales combined with a common sense understanding of human behavior, a little thespian skill, and some guts. So be organized, but don't have a canned speech. One time I needed a new copier in my office. And since I had worked for, I was the first woman selling for Xerox in New Jersey a long time ago. And so I decided, well, maybe it's time to bring in a Xerox machine to my office. I needed a copier. So I brought the salesman in, and he had already determined that I was the decision maker. But then he went on to say, if we find a machine that works well for you today, can we do business? And I sat back in my chair, and I said, I took that course. And he never made the sale. I think I got him so flustered that was the end of it. So there are three simple sales steps in Claude's sales staircase, which I will cover with you at another time. And the next time we meet, I'll probably have some of that for you. But I hope that you've learned a lot from him. I may have another couple minutes before our show is over. But I did want to put I wanted to give you information on how to get hold of him. As he has said, get a sales mentor. Sales is the world's highest paid profession if you treat it like one. Find a teacher who has achieved the success you wish to emulate and who is willing to be accountable to you. So he says if you would like to call him, that would be great. His phone number is 970-726-7979. And as I had said to you, his website is claudediamond.com. You know how to spell Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, Diamond. And then his email would be mentor. Here's a different email address, mentor@mac.com. That's mentor@mac.com. And I know that his techniques are terrific. They're well done and based on many years of selling. And he sits there in Colorado, and he works with probably people all over the world. We're going to listen to a couple more of our sponsors, and I will be back.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon on Teachable Moments in Business. By the way, if you would like to contact me, I own Russmore Mentoring Group. We're in Califon, New Jersey, and Russmore Mentoring Group is a division of Califon Connection, LLC. My other DBAs are animalbrands.com. So if you're in the pet industry, I can help those people who are launching a pet product or perhaps are in business. Perhaps you or someone you know is already a sale pet industry professional, but they need some support and some input. It's kind of hard to talk to your employees or your mother or your dad or your sister or brother. It's better to talk to somebody who's unbiased about what it is that you do in order to get you the answers that you're looking for. The third DBA is Rossmore Marine, and if you have waterfront property, we sell floating docks. And our latest new product is called a yak port. It's actually a unit that fits onto your dock and enables you to easily get in and out of your kayak. So I'm going to get one. I don't have one yet, but I will get one. So I want to go back to just kind of review some of the things we've talked about. I have a few more minutes here from Claude Diamond's consulting group. And again, I'm going to repeat some of the things you've heard, some things you may not have picked up, but again, keep that pencil and paper handy. So the Salesman's Freedom Act, he said you have the right, you have rights in the sales process. You have the right to ask the prospect your gut's qualifying questions. You have the right to stop giving away free information without getting anything in return. You have the right to be in control of the sales process. You have the right to have high health self-esteem and free and to feel good about yourself all the time. You have the right to reject the prospect and to end the sales process if the prospect does not qualify. You have the right to expect to be treated with the respect as that of any other professional. You have the right to work smart and efficiently with people who need your services. You have the right to make as much money as you are willing to put into your work. And finally, you have the right to enjoy your work, have fun, and be treated with respect while you go to the bank. Here's another step that he says. Stop giving presentations and learn how to ask the tough guts questions. No more free lunches. Never give a presentation until you have qualified and closed the prospect up front. Never give a presentation until you have qualified and closed the prospect up front. Very important. And by the way, whenever you have an engagement with a client, make sure that you pre-plan the next engagement. That's if you want to continue doing business with that person. But you are the one who has to initiate the contact, and you have to get agreement that that you both are going to meet once again. So it's not, you work in tandem with a client to get to the goals that you both have set for that mutually mutual goal. You need to ask tough guts questions that the amateurs are afraid to ask. Life is too short to waste your most valuable resources, which are time, knowledge, and energy. And by the way, as a certified guerrilla marketing coach, I've learned from J. Conrad Levinson that you have to use your time, energy, and imagination when you market, and you can also apply that into the selling process and add the imagination into this. Time, knowledge, energy, imagination. Examples of upfront guts questions. Here we go. Mr. Prospect, why am I here? What do you want or expect from me today? This may be some of the most important things I will have said today. What can I expect from you today? What would you like to see my company or product service do for you? What are the problems you are experiencing? You notice that these are open-ended questions. If we can solve your needs and problems, what happens next? You want them to talk. You want to tell them. You need to hear from them because they're going to help you to, they're going to talk themselves into it. Would you do me a favor and tell me no up front if it appears that we will not do any business today? Wouldn't that be refreshing if you ask for the order and they say no up front? So there's no sense in beating around the bush. If they're not interested, you might as well figure that out right away. Why waste your time? And that's what a lot of salespeople do, and I think I've been guilty of it as well. What do I need to do to get your business commitment today? Are you the decision maker for my product or service or someone else involved? And that's important too, because sometimes we're giving a presentation to someone who doesn't have the decision-making ability, and they may end up being the messenger to the decision maker. And is that who you want to be speaking to? I mean, you could say to that person, if it was your decision, would you buy it? And if they're hesitant, you know darn well they're not going to go talk to the decision maker on your behalf. Here's another one. Do you have money or budget set aside to purchase my product or service if it meets your needs? And this is where if you had can say to somebody, as somebody who buys a product or service like this will usually spend within this price range. How does that sound to you? Again, you're throwing the ball back in the other person's court, and you're asking an open-ended question. What is the way commitments are made by your company to buy my product or service? They may have a buying committee. One time my husband made a presentation to Tractor Supply down in Nashville. I think they're located in Nashville. They only have two buying seasons a year. And if you don't get an appointment, you have to wait another 6 months. So you need to know what the system is for making decisions. What is the way commitments are made by your company to buy my product or service? I get the feeling that you could say, I get the feeling that we are not going to do any business today. Have we finished? Instead of beating around the bush, you want to know because you're gonna beat feet out of there if the decision's not going to be a yes. And Mr. Prospect, if you were me, what would you do? There you go. That could be the person who you discover is being the messenger to the decision maker. So would you buy it? If you're not sure, you're not even going to get an audience with a decision maker. And then let's see how we're doing on our time. I think I'm going to have to end. I'm going to come back next time with learn how to qualify in the first 3 minutes. That's important. And I'll have other information for you as well. So I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan of Russ Moore Mentoring Group. This is Teachable Moments in Business. This program will be on my Facebook Live feed on Facebook under Teachable Moments in Business. And also the chamber will have it on their archives for the audio portion of this. I hope you'll tell your friends about this. And please give some thought to contacting Claude Diamond. I gave you his information, and his website is claudediamond.com. And I want to thank you for listening to the program today, and I'll be back again in 2 weeks, after the second week in July. Hopefully I'll hear from you again. Take care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Just like I promised during the campaign, our economic policy can be summed up in three very beautiful words, words that you probably know better than anybody in this country. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Just a sampling of the remarks delivered by President Trump earlier today at the National Federation of Independent Businesses 75th anniversary celebration being held in Washington, D.C. Also today on Capitol Hill, Senate Republican leaders are rushing to try to pass a bill that would end family separations at the border, including Texas Senator John Cornyn.
What we would do is move these families to the head of the line. In the interim, they would be in a humane, safe, and secure family facility, and hopefully we'll get this problem addressed right away. My hope is this is not going to be something we're going to do over a matter of weeks and months, but something we could do in a matter of days.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Today, Senator Ted Cruz introduced a bill to keep immigrant families together after they cross the border.
What they should do is sit down and come up with a comprehensive solution that stops it at the border, gives them the wall, but at the same time allows the handling of people in a humanitarian way.
Why is a group of Amazon shareholders raising concerns about the company's new facial recognition tool? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The shareholders want their CEO, Jeff Bezos, to stop pitching the company's facial recognition tool to law enforcement agencies. In a letter to Bezos, those shareholders say they fear the technology could ultimately violate civil and human rights. The tool, which is called Recognition, and instead of a C, it's spelled with a K, has been criticized by privacy and civil rights organizations over concerns it could be used to build a widespread system to identify